T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The 2020 Census is an opportunity to provide a better future for our communities and future generations. However, historically, Native Americans have been undercounted in the census. And joining me now, I have Jesse Friedreich, statewide census manager, and Robin Thundershield, outreach coordinator for the California Native Vote Project. So thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, Jesse, I've talked about the census many times before on this program, but for those that don't know exactly what the census is, give us a rundown of what it's all about.
Yeah, so the 2020 census, the census in general, it's an operation that's conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau, which is under the Department of Commerce. So this happens once every 10 years. For 2020, we do have some pretty exciting news here to help facilitate it for folks. First time that you could do it online. So Robin will talk a little bit more about that. But it's basically a count of everyone living in the United States. And this is regardless of citizenship status, you know, race, ethnicity, social economic status. It's a count of everyone living in the U.S. every 10 years.
Okay, and why is the census so important?
Yeah, so these numbers are really important that the federal government is able to pull from the census. So they count everyone once every 10 years, and they basically do an evaluation of the numbers. The neat thing about it, too, is that it's completely safe for all residents. None of the information is shared, even like cross agencies, cross departments. Only the U.S. Census Bureau under the Department of Commerce gets to keep the information. The information in terms of numbers is sent out to the president, so just how many folks are living in the U.S., and then those numbers get sent back to the different states so they can start what's called redistricting, so starting that process. So we do it so we can see how many people are living in the U.S., going to help determine funding formulas. So obviously, if areas have a higher concentration of folks, you know, since the previous 10 years, more likely than not, they'll be receiving more funding to accommodate the increase in population. And like I had mentioned before, for redistricting, we want to make sure that we keep what's usually referred to as groups of interest together. So the last thing we would want is for communities to be split up in terms of representation. So having accurate numbers is really important for political representation as well. So funding and political representation.
And the census is really easy to fill out, isn't it?
It is. And Robin, would you like to take this one here?
Yeah, sure thing. So the census, for this particular census, this is the first census ever that they're using technology. And so they're allowing folks to go ahead and complete their census form online. And folks can easily do that over at 2020census.gov. So besides the online, there's three other ways. The first one, most easiest one, would be online, and then mail. You would receive a mailer in at your address with a unique identifier that you can go ahead and plug in at the census website and go ahead and complete your census that way. And then you can also call in, and then you can also complete it in person. However, due to COVID-19, some of the timelines for the census, they call them enumerators. Those are folks that will go to your door, and if you haven't completed your census, they will knock on your door and assist you with completing your census. But due to COVID-19, those timelines have been pushed back. So this is the first census in history where a pandemic of this magnitude has actually shifted the entire Census Bureau to give folks a lot more time to make sure everyone's counted and get a lot more accurate count.
Okay, now I want to talk about the importance of the census to the Native American communities. Robin, you're actually with the California Native Vote Project. So tell us about that organization.
Yeah, sure thing. So I've been a part of the organization for about, going on, I want to say 4 years now. And California Native Vote Project, we're pretty much the first of its kind, a statewide effort to engage Native American communities across dozens of counties to help build a political power through an integrated voter engagement strategy.
And part of the way we do that is going out to our folks, going out to our communities, our tribal communities, and educating our folks about why it's important to vote, why it's important to complete your census. And we have a couple different programs that we do. One of them, of course, like we're talking about, is census as a power building strategy. We also do community organizing. We do voter registration, voter education. And we also have a youth organizing component as well. So we do. We got a lot of great work going. And this is all across the state, too, not just for Southern California, but we're a statewide effort. So we have our Northern California manager, Lindsay. She's phenomenal. She has her team. And then we have our Central and then, of course, Southern California. So.
Okay, now that's interesting. Tell us a little bit. I know it might be a little bit off the subject, but tell us a little bit more about the youth organization and the youth organizing.
So in terms of youth organizing, we noticed that there are a lot of like Native youth leadership programs throughout. So we're based out of LA County, but like Robin had mentioned, we're statewide. Even here in LA County alone, we noticed that there's a lot of leadership opportunities for our youth. The thing we really didn't see it was a pipeline to basically start getting them involved in terms of civic engagement. So I think that's where our focus lies. How do we build that pipeline from general leadership to becoming leaders in terms of civic engagement and organizing? So most recently, there's been a campaign here that we started focusing on basically indigenizing the curriculum, indigenizing the student experience here within LA Unified School District, and kind of holding, you know, folks responsible at the county level for the Department of Education. Basically finding ways to make sure that they're upholding commitments that they signed up to do. So that includes tribal consultations. Even though we don't have any federally recognized tribe in LA County, we still have folks that are pending recognition status or, you know, a handful of Native American community-based organizations that could easily be included in consultations, just to make sure that, you know, the representation, the resources, the support is there for our Native students within LAUSD. So that's what we have going on now. And obviously we're hoping to use this as a model and, you know, hopefully take it across the state too. But things like indigenizing, you know, school curriculums, teaching accurate histories, especially for our California tribes who aren't very, you know, they're not mentioned too often within our history books, will be one of our focuses moving forward.
Okay, very good. Now, Robin, can you tell us why the census is so important to the tribal communities?
Absolutely. That's a really great and important question. The reason why it's so important to our tribal communities is because for many, many years, for far too long, our communities and our folks, we've been undercounted. We haven't been connected to everything that's going on, like, you know, redistricting and funding and all that. So now I notice that there's a lot more folks that are at the table for all these different committees and for the Complete Count Census Committee. Like, we're at the table now. And so it's important because there's so much funding that our communities that they could use. And for example, some of the ones that are really important for our communities are Indian healthcare services, local TANFs, Native American employment and training programs. All those are a direct funding source from the census. So as long as we can get as many folks as we can count it, we can educate them about it, the more funding we can receive, so that way all our folks can get their fair amount of funding for their communities for the next 10 years.
Okay, now, Jesse, what do people need to do to complete the census? I know they can get an invitation in the mail. What happens if they don't get an invitation in the mail and they still want to complete the census?
Right, that's a great question. So there's a couple of different ways to do it. So if folks, for whatever reason, didn't get a chance to receive the package in the mail from the Census Bureau, they could always go online at 2020census.gov or even call in. So they have the hotline as well through their website. You can get the information there. Basically, just put in your home address. So as long as you have your home address, you should be able to do it. There may be one exception, and this is mostly due to a specific kind of operation that happens in areas that mostly use P.O. boxes. So this affects a lot of our tribal communities throughout the state, a lot of our reservations. They use a process that's called update leave. So the main idea with this is that census workers would come by and hand deliver the packages at people's front doors. So as opposed to mailing it out, since no traditional mailing addresses are being used, they would be hand delivered. At this point, most of the state has completed update leave operations. I think there's still a few areas that may need another week or two, especially given the COVID situation. We do know that for some of our tribal leaders, they've been a little bit more cautious about it and have been holding off a little bit. But for the most part, it's been completed. So if you fall under an update leave area, it is important for you to wait until you receive that hand-delivered package. And this is because this is the way the Census Bureau is basically confirming your address with their master address file. Lots of the folks, from what we've heard, they had a chance to jump in and do it online without their unique census ID. So the neat thing about the package is that it contains a unique census ID for that specific household. Basically, once you have that, the U.S. Census Bureau will be able to match up your address when completed. So they're doing that as they continue to walk through the streets and hand deliver those packages. They'll use their handheld device to confirm the address.
Okay, now who should be completing the census?
Yeah, so everyone should be completing the census. Like I had mentioned at the very beginning, regardless of race, ethnicity, citizenship status, everyone should do it. One of the main points we like to talk about is making sure we count the little ones. So we have to remember that census always comes back to April 1st. So for 2020, we're focusing on the date of April 1st, 2020. This is kind of our reference point for completing the census. So how many folks are living in your household on April 1st, 2020? So we're always going to use that as a reference date. So we had a little one, so a baby who was born on April 1st or before April 1st, we would want to count that baby as being part of the household. If the baby was born after April 1st, then the baby wouldn't be counted. So we just have to make sure that we're painting that perfect picture as it relates to April 1st and that we include everyone. That includes family members who may be spending a majority of their time living at your home, right? Also very important, if you're renting, say, a garage or a room within a specific house, you want to make sure you get in touch with the landlord to make sure that they're including you. And if you have other family members living there with you, to make sure they're included as well. So the best rule of thumb is to remember that you only get one census form per household. So unless you have a certain address or a specific address or a specific like room number for like more traditional apartment style living, then you would basically only get one form. So make sure you check in with your landlord or the head of household to make sure everyone's included.
Okay, and where can we go to get more information about the 2020 census? Is there a website we can visit?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways. I would definitely recommend visiting our website. It's CA Native Vote, so CA for California, nativevote.org. We also have our phone number here for our organization, which is 323-688-6838. And, of course, you can visit the U.S. Census Bureau's website. So that's 2020census.gov. There you can access the portal to complete the form online. They have their hotline number, and they have a nice, easy, frequently asked questions section, a lot of good information on their website.
Jesse Friedray, statewide census manager, and Robin Thundershield, outreach coordinator for the California Native Vote Project. And we've been talking about how historically Native Americans have been undercounted in the census. So be sure to fill out the 2020 census form. Thank you guys for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.